listening to the Forza Podcast with your host, Marsh.
What's going on, Canes fans? It is your boy, Marsh. It is Wednesday, June 24th. I'm going solo right now. Just wanted to do a quick little episode. I don't even want to talk football. I just want to talk family right now. If you have been on the Twitter or social media timeline, you're probably aware that my father, Brian Thomas, passed away last Wednesday unexpectedly. Didn't see it coming. And I won't lie to you guys, it has been the week from absolute hell. I haven't been sleeping well. I haven't. So many emotions are running through my head. I'm sad, and you know, it's just one of those things. You just look up and ask why. You know, why did he have to go? And you know, he still had so much that he had to do, and so much he still had to witness. But as sad as it is, the outpour of love and support that I've received and my family has received is beyond anything we could ever imagine. Hurricanes fans, Hurricanes coaches, Hurricanes players, so many have reached out, and I wanted to just name off a few because it really did mean a lot to me. Greg Rousseau, Tate Martell, Mike Harley, Will Mallory, Ja'Kai Clark, DJ Dallas, Ken Dorsey, Braxton Berrios. Braxton sent me a very nice message. I almost fainted when I saw that. And my good friend Brad Kaya as well. And then Coach Field, who's been so nice to not just me, but all of Hurricanes fans. Coach Van Dyke, Coach Justice, Coach Likens, and several more Hurricanes coaches have reached out and sent me incredible messages, and we've talked a little bit. And then, you know, Cleo Brantley, the ambassador of this 2021 class, and also our guy Jake Garcia even jumped on the messaging and sent a very nice tweet. And, you know, and also Mike Ryan, David Fornes, all the Hurricanes beat writers, Antoine Staley, Cam Underwood, Gabby Ruccia, Mondo, Brad, Jordan, Duck, Mike McCoy, Canes Edit. I just can't. I'm not even close to naming all of the people that have sent their best wishes and thoughts and prayers. And guys, that means absolutely so much. In reality, I've met maybe 2 to 3%, you know, of the people who follow me or I follow on Twitter. And just the fact that my family has received actual love and we've felt just so much support from the University of Miami fans, coaches, and players. I couldn't even believe it. It still is amazing. And if I were to name every person or list off every person, and I would like to, but that would take days probably. A few people, Edit, Steve, Big Spade, and a few other guys, Toast, whether it was the Florida game last year or the Virginia Tech game last year, there was a select few guys who, Canes fans, who did meet my father and my mother, and just the things they had to say about him means so much. And the night before the Gator game, I've told the story many times, but we were all, you know, in those restaurants or bars in the downtown Orlando area the night before the game, and my dad surprised me. He flew in to Orlando for the weekend to come to the game with me, and not only that, but he hung around, you know, with me in downtown Orlando. Edit was there, you know, and they're both Hollywood, Florida guys just like me. And they talked for hours about South Florida, and my dad talked to several Hurricanes fans. And if you've been listening to my podcast or reading my articles on State of the U the past few years, you know that I was very, very proud of my dad and proud to be his son. I always like to brag about him. My dad's the kind of guy, or was the kind of guy, that just took over the room when you went in there. But it wasn't a cocky thing. It wasn't an ego thing. He was one of the most loving people I've ever met, or I ever have met. Was always willing to do things for other people, whether it was when he was fulfilling church responsibilities or in business. He did everything to make other people happy, and everyone loved him. I've never met a person that wasn't a fan of my father, and I don't know if some people are lying or not, but just knowing who my father was and the way he treated other people, I can't see anyone not liking him. And allow me just to give like a little tribute to my father. Born and raised in South Florida, Hollywood, Florida, went to South Broward High School, served in the United States Marines, served a 2-year mission for our church in Norway, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and grew up a Hurricanes fan in South Florida, went to the games in the late 80s, early 90s, and then he took me to my first game in 2002. I was 7 years old. It was the wide left game against Florida State. And the first game I ever remember distinctly watching was with him. It was the Fiesta Bowl against Ohio State. I remember he told me all of his buddies who were Canes fans were throwing parties and game watch parties, and he chose to watch it with his 7-year-old son instead. And I'll never forget that once the game ended and the Canes lost in double overtime, I was bawling my eyes out. I mean, I was only 7, so I really had no idea what was going on, but my father carried me to my room, and throughout the years, he would always apologize to me that he made me watch that game up until about 2 or 3 in the morning when it ended. But he raised me to be a sports fan. He loved the Dallas Cowboys. He loved the Hurricanes. He loved the Miami Heat. I remember standing with him when the Heat won it all in 06 and just, we were both crying, hugging each other. He took me to every single Canes game that we could in the Orange Bowl. And I'm very, very proud of the fact that I'm one of the last few, one of the last generations that had a chance to experience Miami games in the Orange Bowl. It didn't matter the work responsibility. Sometimes he couldn't go to the games because of church responsibilities and his obligation there, but there were few Saturdays from 04 to 07 where him and I weren't at the Orange Bowl, tailgating early in the morning, usually watching the Hurricanes lose, but we were still there. Last game at the Orange Bowl, we were there. When Miami played Notre Dame in Chicago in 2012, he flew us out there. When they played Wisconsin in the Orange Bowl a few years ago, he flew us out there too. He loved the Hurricanes with all of his heart, and the reason why I got into sports writing and sports media was because of my father. And I've told this story a few times, but I had just come back from my 2-year mission for my church, and I was planning on going to law school to be an attorney and later a politician. I wanted to be just like the Kennedys. And I know that's funny to think about now, knowing the person I am and how rambunctious I am. But it was about a month into the semester, and my father looked at me, and I was just glaring at a law book. I don't even know what law it was. And we just started talking, and he said, "This isn't what you want to do. You know what you want to do. You've always loved sports. You've always had a passion for it. Do that." And from that day forward, the next day, I went and changed my major and never looked back. And I take a lot of pride in the last thing that I talked to him with was saying how the Fours Up podcast was ranked then the 8th football podcast in the United States of America. And typical of my father, his response was, "Good job, son. Who was number 7? And I told him it was a podcast about the Steelers. And he said, "You let a podcast from Pittsburgh beat you?" And if you know my father, that was typical Brian. He always he was the greatest competitor and the greatest motivator that I ever knew. And just one of the best people. He would do anything for anyone. Whether it's drive up to Ocala in the middle of the night for his church and back in the same night. I know because I was with him. Or cleaning up after Hurricane Wilma and Hurricane Katrina and Andrew. There was no limit to this guy's giving. And he never wanted any for himself. He just wanted to make other people happy. And that's what he did. I had 25 great years with him on this earth. And it's going to be hard as hell. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to, hopefully this drops today or tomorrow, but I'm planning on coming back on the show next week or maybe even the week after. It's hard to talk about football when your mind is on anything else, but I just wanted to say again, guys, that I love you all. Thank you so much for your prayers and your messages and the phone calls and the care packages. It means so much, and it really just put a whole new meaning into what Kane's family really is, and I can't thank you guys enough, and neither can my family. And so I'm going to leave with that. I will talk to you guys next week. Love you guys, and go Canes as always.
This has been the Forza Podcast.